Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Here we go. The moment has arrived when we begin the beginning of the end of Bobby Mack shows for this week. It is the fourth and final hour on the TGIF edition, the All Skate, here on Friday the 13th. And as always, here on Friday, whatever you feel like talking about is fair game. That's why we call it the free-for-all or the All Skate. All you need to do is grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307, and my email address is, of course, bob@1063word.com. So, here we go, getting underway.
Excellent.
For the last hour for Friday. Great to have you along. To the phones we go right away. Let's begin with James, who is in my stomping grounds of Taylor's. Hi, James, and welcome to the Friday free-for-all.
Thank you so much, Bob. I was forced to watch the debate last night with my elderly mother.
Mm.
And because she's not in her right mind as much as she used to be, she kept asking me, do they really believe in what they're saying, or do they need another year of publicity?
It sounds to me, James, like she's in perfect control of her faculties.
She is. Oh yeah, she is. What do you expect out of a Greek woman? They never lose their moxie.
Nope.
But nevertheless, she really wanted to understand. She said, "Do they really believe what they're saying, or is the 13 whatever trillion for climate change, is that just their way of getting the money? Obviously, it's not going to be spent on anything like climate change."
Correct.
Because, of course, you're not going to change the weather. But she really had a hard time understanding if it was deceptive or do they really mean what they're saying, like free everything. And, well, we know that's not true.
Right. But I think probably if I had to guess, James, I would say a little bit of both. There are some diehard climate change zealots out there, but the vast majority of them are merely enablers. You know, they're just using climate change as their vehicle to be able to implement what it is that the socialist Marxist progressives really want, which is top-down government control of every aspect of every American's life, from how much food you can eat to where you set your thermostat, right on through every other aspect of living your life. They wanna run everything. And, of course, there's a word for that, and it's called tyranny.
Bob, I could agree with you most. Hey, before I forget, congratulations on your hole-in-one.
Thank you.
Yep, my little brother had 11. My dad had 5. I have 0.
Holy cow.
But, yeah, I know. I've rung the hole out a few times. 17 at Thornblade, 213-yard shot with a 4-iron, and I rung the hole out to leave it an inch out.
Holy cow, that's...
I shot 74 that day.
Wow, that's a great round. It's funny you should mention that hole because I also was playing in a media day event there. And hit a 4-iron on that hole, too, and got it closest to the pin. I don't remember how far it was, but it also took a look as it went by.
That's when I hit a 4-iron.
Yep.
I hit the exact club, so
yep.
We had to be close.
Yep.
I mean, but nevertheless, I've never had a hole-in-one, and I want to say congratulations with a little bitten lip or a stiff upper lip. Congratulations, Bobby.
Thank you. Thank you, James. I appreciate that. Well, they only came 39 years apart. So I was overdue. Let's go to Union next and bring in Pat here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Pat. Welcome to the Friday Free for All.
Thank you, Bobby. We went up to New York State Fair just one last time. You know what the State Fair is. It's where the farmers come in and get all the glory and show their blue ribbons around.
You bet.
Well, we got there. Went in the Center of Progress. That's where they show you all the new progress they have done.
Sure.
They had three tables, dining tables, from makeup, from black to the blackest to the white of the whitest. All makeup, and they had it on all three doors. They had the cheap gold. You know, you go into Porter Call, all this jewelry and stuff they got that's gold-plated.
Oh, yeah,
that
right.
That was all through there.
Yeah, the stuff that turns your fingers green. Yeah.
Yeah. There was nothing there for a Center of Progress. Nothing.
So it was all
now,
junk,
I sent
huh?
You, basically. I sent you a picture of a sand sculpture they had. I don't know if you got it.
The email has been fouled up for about a week.
Oh,
so it
there's a chance.
Yeah, it may have gotten lost in the shuffle.
Well, this is right in the center. A Center of Progress building is an enormous building. These buildings were put up in the late 1800s. They're gorgeous buildings.
Uh-huh.
This was right in the center. This was right in the center of that building, and it is huge. Somebody carved the Wizard of Oz on it. And according to my son, it's been there quite a while, so it's set there. People were packed around it. I could not get a good picture.
Wow.
And we went out, and handicap, it is not.
Really?
If you're going there in a wheelchair, you better have it motorized.
Holy
cow. Because
you
ain't getting anywhere.
Did they have a bunch of stuff there, Pat, that was pushing the socialist Marxist agenda? You know,
I saw one sign as we gone through the buildings that said Bloody Mary, tequila, and pot iced tea.
Oh, jeez.
And we went into the horticulture building. My husband likes to go there because his alma mater's there.
Right.
And we went down. They show the vegetables and fruits they grow. That was very disappointing.
Really? They didn't have a 500-pound pumpkin or anything?
No. They had a nice big tall pot plant.
that's encouraging.
My husband was spitting nails. He was ready to push that wheelchair and mow everybody down. He was mad.
Oh, geez. Well,
always put ribbons up.
I'm sorry the trip was no more beneficial than that, Pat, but, you know, I guess
Bobby,
we...
That was the best part of it.
Yeah, I guess...
They got down, they got log cabins. That was the forestry. It is now the police department, Troop K. And I mean, I thought the president was on the ground. But they tore out the racetrack. They tore out the big stage they had there. That's all gone. And when we came out of the police barracks, that building, we always turned to the left, went to the museum of history, the goats and the baby pigs and all that. That's all gone. We found three rows of tractor trailers encircling the midway. And I tell you, when we got out of that car on the parking lot to go to the fair, you could catch small whiffs of pot coming through the air.
Wow. Where was
when
this in?
Where
was this in New York, Pat? What city was this in?
Syracuse.
Oh, in Syracuse.
Center.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
Well, I'll make Pat. I'll make a note in my calendar to try and avoid the New York. If you've ever been to the Texas State Fair, wow, that's a biggie. They Texas and Oklahoma play a football game there on so-called neutral ground, the Red River rivalry. Play at the Cotton Bowl every year. That'll be coming up again. 6:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Speaking of the West. I believe Colonel Ted is still out somewhere around the Mile High City of Denver in Colorado. He checks in with us next here on the Bobby Mac Show. And still to come in this hour, the Friday the 13th edition of Boneheads in the News. And since it is Friday, it's also a Friday Florida Man edition of Boneheads. Be right back.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Why?
No, Pinky.
What was it? I don't know where that came from. Ah, boy. We are in the closing hour of the Bobby Mac Show. Boy, sky is darkening outside. We have any thunderstorm warnings come in, Moneypenny? Maybe a watch or something, but don't see any warnings around. But somebody on the text line, man or woman, Bobby, that outflow boundary is blowing the rain sideways and easily, and the lightning is a constant flash and boom. Well, that's at least the second time this week that easily has been kind of rocked with these things. To the phones we go, the official, unofficial military affairs correspondent of the Bobby Mac Show, Colonel Ted, is somewhere in the vicinity of the Rocky Mountains and joins us from, well, where are you, Colonel Ted?
Well, I am in the vicinity. Are you with the Front Range of the Rockies around Denver, Colorado?
Pretty familiar. I used to live up on Green Mountain. It's just west of the Federal Center there.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah. I am. When I placed this call, I was directly looking at Castle Rock, an iconic picture. I have not yet made it to the Air Force Academy. But a gasoline truck pulled up and obstructed my view.
Uh-oh.
So he's pumping gas. I don't know how long that'll take him. But as soon as I get gas, I'm going to be on my way somewhere. I've had to revise my schedule since I'm so late now getting down to the Air Force Academy. Because I want to get down there for lunch and maybe sit up with the brass overlooking the 5,000 or so cadets, which I've done before years ago. It's quite an experience. Well, I missed that.
So it is. It is what it is. 4:23 where you are, right? Mountain time.
Right, right. We're two hours behind.
Right.
We're gorgeous weather. We finally got a few clouds in the west, and it's a low 80s, just a mild breeze. I mean, it couldn't be better weather.
Sweet.
Air Force Academy. I was hoping they were going to play at home, but they're playing at University of Colorado at Boulder.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm thinking, when I say revise my schedule, I'm now having to stay out here a few extra days, and I think I'm going to go to that football game in the morning.
Yeah.
I think it's telecast 11 Eastern time, something like that.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
And I think they're fairly evenly matched from what I know.
Have you ever been to an Air Force Academy football game, Colonel Ted?
I have not. I was a missions liaison officer for the Academy for 7 years when I was living in Phoenix, and I got up to the Academy for training periodically. Never got to a football game. Our training sessions were usually in the summer. It's like summer camp.
Right, gotcha.
And, but I've been to the Academy in the fall, too, and just never hit it right.
I saw the Falcons play years ago. This has been, holy cow, way back in the late 70s. The Air Force Academy played the University of Tennessee Vols in the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans, and they played it. They played it outdoors. They had a big Tulane stadium there, and they played it outdoors in those days. And they flew the Falcon. You know, they have a live Falcon mascot.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's a big deal.
And it was really cool to watch him fly that Falcon around the football stadium.
Oh, I know, and I've seen a lot of it times on TV. I just really like to see it in person.
Yeah, it's neat.
we're probably running out of time. Let me, what I got to do over the weekend is sit down and try to figure out how I tell you what has happened to me in the last week in 5 minutes.
Okay.
That includes my three days across the street from, I was there in those businesses at the Rose Lady complex.
Right.
And the last thing I did there yesterday before taking my car to try to have it fixed, got a real recall problem, was said goodbye to a couple of young fellows I got to know, and one of them showed me his MS-13 tattoo, which I had not seen before.
What?
I did not realize. that area is colorful, if nothing else. And
well, it sounds like you're lucky to have escaped with your wife, Colonel Ted.
Yeah, well, it was a shock because he's real nice to me. He's totally out of character, obviously, for what I know about those folks.
Man, MS-13, holy cow.
That's just one small incident that, is, like I say, this is going to be a challenge to put this all in a real tight summary. Not sure I could do it, but I'll make the effort.
Okay. Well, we look forward to it, Colonel Ted, and be safe. Safe travels, and check back in with us next week, all right?
I will do.
Okay, bye. Good deal. Thank you, Colonel. Colonel Ted, our official unofficial military affairs correspondent here on the Bobby Mac Show. See if I can catch up with the text line here because I'm in danger of getting in arrears here this afternoon. Bob, was Colonel Ted an Air Force Academy grad? No, I don't believe Colonel Ted went to the academy. I'm trying to remember where he did go to school. I want to say Indiana, maybe Ohio State. It slips my mind. I should know. Bobby, not saying it was raining hard in Liberty, but when I parked my car, I swam to the store that I was trying to get to. Wow. Holy cow. Got to say, Bob, I think Colonel Ted is really out there for the Storm Area 51 event, except he's going to be on the other side of the fence with the aliens. Well, listen. Anybody that flew the caribous back in the day in Southeast Asia knows all about thrill-seeking. Bobby, have you ever visited the Flight 93 Memorial in Pennsylvania? We recently visited it. Very solemn, very moving, well worth the visit. It drives home the gravity of what the terrorists were trying to accomplish on 9/11. Now to realize how many top politicians disdain our nation is alarming. I did read a story the other day that I was unaware of. Because I've done pretty extensive reading about 9/11, as many of you may have done as well. When Vice President Cheney, you know that when Flight 93 was taken over by the passengers of the plane when they charged the hijackers and it ended up crashing in Pennsylvania. That plane was destined to target the White House. And the story that I read on the web the other day said that Vice President Dick Cheney had ordered the, I guess they were F-15 pilots to bring down that airliner. Those aircraft had no missiles. So the deduction would be they were being ordered to commit suicide. They were being ordered to fly their aircraft into this hijacked airliner. And the Air Force pilots who received that order were prepared to do it before the courageous. How do you even begin to describe the courage, the guts of those people? Let's roll. Let's go take this aircraft back over from these jihadi hijackers. And in so doing, sacrifice their own lives. Amazing courage. A lot of it displayed on that. First responders at the World Trade Center, those at the Pentagon, and especially those on Flight 93. I know they made a movie about it. I have not been able to bring myself to watch it. I will eventually. But it sort of falls into the category of the Vietnam Memorial in Washington. It opened when I was working at Channel 7 in Washington. Vietnam Veterans Memorial opened. I have never been to it. At some point, I will bring myself to be able to do that, but haven't reached that point yet. 6:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. When we come back on the other side, today's edition of Boneheads on the News. I hope so.
Are you not entertained?
Entertained and informed along the way. I hope a little bit of both. 6:37 now, 23 before 7 o'clock here on the Bobby Mac Show. Stand by. Boneheads is coming up. First of all, though, let's go to the phones. It is the Friday free-for-all here on Friday the 13th. Jerry is along, and he is in Spartanburg. Hi, Jerry, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Bob. I was watching a 9/11 show on one of the military, one of the history channels. First one time I'd seen it, and it said that Vice President Cheney gave that command to shoot the Flight 73 at Shanksville down. But evidently, he didn't have the authority to do it. It was Rumsfeld's job to do it, and then he looked at him in shock when he gave that order to do it, to shoot down the plane.
Wow, and I was curious of why it would have fallen to either one of them, and I guess that was because President George W. Bush was aboard Air Force One and was circling wherever until the situation was further resolved, I guess is a way to put it.
Yeah, I think at one time they were up so high in the altitude and the radio, evidently the airwaves were so crowded because of everybody using the airwaves all at once, trying to talk at the same time.
Right.
There was some reason why that they did lose communication during the whole crisis there. And also the crew chief on Air Force One is now the one of the instructors in junior ROTC at Burns High School in Duncan.
Really?
Yeah, he was on that same show, and then they did a story about him in the paper locally. What was MS-13? I didn't quite get what.
That's that gang from El Salvador that started out of El Salvador. You know, the murderous bunch of thugs that rape and murder people all over the country.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. I kind of tuned in the middle of the conversation.
Gotcha. Jerry, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Good to have you here. I was unaware that gentleman is working over there at Burns. Those guys that work on Air Force One, you want to talk about having your I's dotted and your T's crossed. They specialize in that. Jeff is next up. Jeff is in my stomping grounds of Taylor's. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to the program. Good to have you here.
Well, thanks, Bob. Great show as always.
Thank you, sir.
I decided to punish myself last night, try to watch that debate, and it reminded me of being in high school in the 70s in government class when the topic of debate was whether or not Jimmy Carter was going to make a good president.
Right.
It was more organized than what I saw last night, and I just, I hate to be a doubting Thomas, but I don't believe him. I don't believe that that's the best that the Democrats could come up with, because those people, what they offer is not even function of government. They're offering to give away everything under the sun, and they know good well that they can't do it. There's not that money, and those benefits are not available. And I can't believe that you've got enough people that are stupid enough to believe that to elect any of those people to anything.
Well, and sadly, with Common Core in the public education system, they are succeeding in dumbing down one generation after another to where it starts to look like that movie Idiocracy,
it's going to be a sad, you know, the country's going to fail if we can't get straightened out from this.
Yeah, because you know that eventually some Democrats going to get back in, and if they hold the same ideological positions that these morons do, the country will be in for some dark times ahead. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate the call. 6:41 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Quickly, let me get in today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Yes, here we go with today's edition of Boneheads. The porn company Bang Brothers has just put in a $10 million bid to get the naming rights to the arena where the Miami Heat of the NBA play. Right now has a somewhat more mainstream identity, American Airlines Arena. But American Airlines just announced they're dropping their naming rights so other companies can bid. We'll keep you posted. Obviously, they're doing pretty well if they got $10 million they can cough up to have the naming rights to the arena. Well, it is, of course, the Friday free-for-all, and that means that today's Boneheads is the Florida Man Friday edition. Doesn't actually have to be a man, of course, to fall under the generic heading of Florida Man. You might think that Florida Man enjoyed a little downtime this week after doing all that prep work for the hurricane for Dorian that never showed up. Florida Man, of course, knows no rest. He needs no breaks. He gives zero Fs, and he takes no days off. Not while there are still alligators to wrestle, comically petty crimes to commit, and bath salts that must be eaten. Or do you smoke bath salts? I'm trying to remember. Well, what's the difference? In the meantime, join me now for another edition of Florida Man Boneheads in the News. This is far from the first time we've heard of Florida Man breaking into people's houses to make himself right at home. Latest case, you know, what are they going to do? Make a meal? Makes you wonder if there's something in the water down there. Then I read this part where the suspect may have been under the influence of alcohol. Florida man breaks into home, cooks breakfast, tells resident to go back to sleep. Okay. You know, if Florida man starts doing this stuff sober, there will be no stopping him. A man in Florida, this is from WKYC, Channel 3 News, they're out of Cleveland. Incredible. A man in Florida captured a photo today as we remember lives lost during 9/11. To me, it looks like a firefighter running toward an angel. Nothing more mysterious than a Florida man, after all. From the New York Daily News, we can't make this up. Florida men pull guns on McDonald's employees over cold burgers, get arrested while waiting for them to make warm Mickey D meals. Way to go, Florida man. You know, if you want it your way, you might want to stick up a Burger King next time. Florida woman suffers nicotine withdrawal, goes on rampage at Disney World. Don't you hate it when you're there with the kids and somebody goes berserk? Orange County Sheriff's deputies say the woman, 53-year-old Ellen McMillan of Brandon, has been banned from Disney World for life. What do you have to do to reach that level of distinction? Well, she was arrested there last week after deputies say she was drunk. Yeah, I know you're stunned to hear that part of the story. And repeatedly slapped a cab driver and then followed that with kicking a deputy who tried to arrest her. Florida man disguises $2,500 used Mercury Cougar as Bugatti Veyron, asks $128,000 for it. I guess somebody has been wiping boogers in their Cougatti, texted James Gilboy. Didn't make it past the editorsdrive.com news. Imagine waking up in the morning and remembering that your legacy Bugatti is actually a used Mercury Cougar. that you tried to pawn off on somebody. There you go. There is the Friday Florida Man edition of Boneheads in the News. Take a quick break here. Right back with more. Oh, and we have an update on our friend, Mr. McCabe, now facing jurisprudence. And what's next? We may soon find out. Be right back.
McClain.
Yeah, up there in Telluride. They do have a little THC up there, I guarantee. Maybe just a little bit. 6:51, 9 before 7 here, the Bobby Mac Show, as we wrap things up on Friday the 13th. By the way, if you're still concerned about Friday the 13th, no cause for alarm. You know, now we have medication for triskaidekaphobia. There may be a side effect or two, but hey, not to worry.
You can walk beneath ladders all year long, but let's face it, today is different. Just like me, you have triskaidekaphobia, a fear of Friday the 13th. Fortunately, there's a pill that can help. Available in hospitals, the average housewife's purse, and every celebrity's medicine cabinet, this pill relieves your anxiety over common superstitions that turn Friday the 13th into a nightmare. Whew. Three out of four men suffer from triskaidekaphobia.
Right.
Talk to your doctor about trucks and ducks of phobia.
What?
Look, nobody knows how to say it. Not even Harry Potter. Okay, maybe Dumbledore. Dumbledore. What's in this stuff anyway?
I don't know.
Ooh, Valium.
Side effects include drowsiness, weightlessness, sexual promiscuity, clairvoyance, looking into unsolved murders, cult worship, making breakfast for dinner, and making an ass of yourself in a prescription drug commercial.
That doesn't sound so good.
That's so much malarkey.
Yeah, don't know if we should be taking any of that or not.
Oh, hell no!
Probably not, I guess. 6:52, it's 8 before 7. Well, the plot is about to thicken. The Justice Department's Inspector General telling lawmakers today his team is nearly finished with its long-awaited review of alleged surveillance abuses by the DOJ and the FBI during the Russia investigation, saying they have submitted a draft to Attorney General Barr and are finalizing the report ahead of its public release. Curiouser and curiouser. Quote, "We have now begun the process of finalizing our report by providing a draft of our factual findings to the department and the FBI for classification determination and marking," said the IG, Michael Horowitz, in a Friday letter to several House and Senate committees. "This step is consistent with our process for reports such as this one that involve classified material." AG Bill Barr has received the draft report from Mr. Horowitz and will begin the process of reviewing it, according to a source familiar with the situation. The IG said his team has reviewed over 1 million records. Wow. And conducted over 100 interviews, including several of witnesses who only recently agreed to be interviewed. Horowitz and his investigators have probed how the infamous anti-Trump dossier, the so-called Steele dossier, compiled by former British spy Christopher Steele, was used to secure the original FISA warrant, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act Court, for former Trump aide Carter Page in October of 2016, as well as three renewals for those FISA warrants. Horowitz's team has questioned why the FBI considered Steele a credible source and why the Bureau seemed to use news reports to bolster Steele's credibility. In his letter today, Horowitz indicated that once the Justice Department and the FBI send back a marked document relating to classified material, his team will proceed with their usual process of preparing the final draft, making it public, and classified reports, and ensuring that appropriate reviews occur for accuracy and comment purposes. So, we'll see. So we always do here on Friday. We wrap things up with the great Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, and Wonderful World. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday at 3. Till then, God bless.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.